In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is the time of the year when many of us spend time shopping for and exchanging gifts and greeting cards. In the couple of days, actually, 2 days on Tuesday night, we'll be celebrating Christmas. And by now, some of us have already put up the Christmas tree with lots of gifts under it. We want to share the joy of Christmas and blessings as well. That blessing is exactly what Mary, the Virgin Mother of Jesus, and her cousin Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptizer, shared during the Blessed Visitation, which we read about in this Gospel from Luke. It was a meeting of two moms expecting sons through miracles. The Gospel writer, Luke, tells us that the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and told her she would conceive by the power of the Holy Spirit and give birth to a son and named him Jesus. Listen again to what the angel said. The child will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Gabriel also told Mary, and behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. And that is how Mary came to visit Elizabeth. They both have these miracle pregnancies in common. Luke tells us that when Mary got to the house of Elizabeth and her husband Zechariah, a priest in the temple in Jerusalem, the sound of her greeting is picked up by baby John in the womb, and he does a joyful little leap. It must have been the Spirit that caused John to recognize that Jesus was there. You see, everywhere that Mary went, the Lamb was sure to go, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, as John himself would proclaim years later. My brothers and sisters, the presence of Christ among us brings us great joy. And the gospel song that greets us here at St. Thomas lets us know that Jesus is here. And so we rejoice. So John leaps. And Elizabeth, too, is filled with the Holy Spirit and gets excited. And Elizabeth tells Mary, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And then Elizabeth continues, and why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? My friends, you recognize that you too are not worthy to have God grace you with his presence. You and I don't deserve to have our Lord come to us with his blessing. It is purely by his grace and his mercy that he does. And you have spirit-filled faith as well to receive that blessing. As with Elizabeth, the Holy Spirit works in your heart so that you trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You know, that the Christ child came as our brother in the flesh, so that he could do the only job that would save us. Christ came to offer the one perfect sacrifice that atones for all our sins, to suffer and die a sinner's death on the cross, taking the punishment that the law requires and that we deserve. He came to be our peace, granting us blessings and joy. Yes, my friends, when Jesus enters the house, you get all of these blessings with him, enough to make someone leap for joy, as Elizabeth tells Mary. For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Then Elizabeth has one more word for Mary. She says, and blessed is she who believes that there will be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. Elizabeth, my friends, commends Mary for her faith, that she, Mary, believed the great things the angel had told her about the son she would bear. My friends, the Holy Spirit will work such a Mary and Elizabeth faith in you too. You see, anytime anyone is given the gift of faith and joy in the Lord, that is a miracle of God. It is the work of the Holy Spirit working through the Word, working in our hearts, creating a saving faith and a blessed joy. And the great thing is, you and I have the same good news and the same Holy Spirit at work in our hearts today. We have heard the story of the visitation of Mary to Elizabeth. It was a meeting of the moms, yes, but don't forget those boys. They meet. Jesus and John do. And wherever Mary's baby boy goes, he brings blessings with him. Even in the womb, he brought blessings and joy to the home of Elizabeth and Zechariah. And Jesus brings blessings and joy into our homes too. When we gather with our family at Christmas, when the Christ of Christmas is the reason for our merriment, Jesus brings joy with him. When we gather here with our church family, here in God's house, Christ is surely present to bless us with his gifts. Christ is here, visiting us with his grace and favor, and that makes it a most blessed visitation. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.